Hello, and welcome to Get to the Point, the podcast that gives the student perspective of what is happening at Point Road Elementary School. I'm Maddox.
And I'm Henny,
your host for today. Today, we have Nurse Schubert with us. We asked her to join us because we wanted to talk to her about diabetes. Let's start with what is diabetes. Diabetes is a condition where your body cannot produce insulin anymore. Nurse Schubert, can you tell everyone what insulin is?
Hi, yes. Insulin is a hormone in the body that regulates sugar in your blood. Not enough insulin in the body may cause diabetes. That is why we give insulin as the medication to regulate your blood sugars.
So, if you have diabetes, you have to give yourself insulin, and there are a few ways you could do that.
With a shot or an insulin pen or a pod, which is a device that is attached to your body. With the pod, even though these are attached, they don't always get the right reading. Nurse Schubert, how do you monitor our levels?
So I have an app on my iPad that follows both of your sugar numbers all day long. I get notifications when your levels go low or they go high.
Henny, how did you know you had diabetes?
I just had to go to the bathroom a lot at night, and I was just drinking a lot of water. Maddox, how did you know you had diabetes?
I had a constant thirst, and my behavior kind of changed.
When do you know that you need to see Nurse Schubert during the day?
I know because I can feel tired, sleepy, or maybe I have a headache, and sometimes, or something hurts.
Yeah, sometimes I feel shaky.
Nurse Schubert, can you tell everyone what you do during the day for us?
Of course. So first thing in the morning, I see your numbers on my iPad. If I notice you have a low or a high number, I may call you down to the office. Maybe we will do a finger stick. During the day, I help calculate how many carbs you will have for snack and for lunchtime. At lunchtime, we calculate the carbs and figure out how much medication, insulin, you will be getting via your pumps. I make sure your number is higher than 120 prior to participating in gym or recess. During activity, your blood sugar may drop. That is why I monitor before gym and recess. Before the end of the day, I also make sure your number isn't too low or too high before you leave the doors.
Can you eat anything you want?
It depends on my number. If I'm high and you're at a birthday party, you can't really have a cupcake or ice cream or cake. But when you're low, you can have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I feel the same.
What about sports? Can you do them?
Yeah, you just have to be, you need to have sugar before you do them so you don't drop. And so you regulate.
What makes you down about diabetes?
Nothing really. It's only the thing where you can't eat anything you want.
Yeah, same.
What makes you feel okay about having it?
I mean, there are some things you can have candy and your sister can't, or your brother. And you get to skip the line at lunch and fun stuff. And it's okay if other kids have to talk to... Is it okay? And it's also okay if other kids talk to us about having diabetes.
Yes, it's okay. It helps them understand what diabetes is, and it could help, in an emergency situation, it could help them to know what to do. Should kids be scared if they find out they have diabetes?
I mean, everyone should be scared if they find out something new, but when you know someone, it makes it a lot easier than when you don't know anyone.
I agree. Nurse Schubert, are there any other things you want to add about diabetes?
I just want to add that diabetes may sound scary because you don't know what it is. But asking questions and gaining knowledge about diabetes or anything will make those fears go away. That is why education is so amazing.
Yes. Remember, everyone, we have a half day on the 29th, and then we have a week off for spring break. Do you have any plans?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Florida to see my grandparents.
Fun.
What about you?
I'm going to go snowboarding, even though it's a little early. We're going to have a lot of fun in Vermont.
When we get back, it will almost be the end of the school year. What are some things you look forward to do that happen at the end of the school year?
I look forward to doing the fun DJ brunch, the field trip to Markham Place, field day, and moving up day.
Same. We have lots to answer. We would love to answer some questions that you might have about our school during our upcoming episodes. You can send in your questions by emailing prspodcast@littlesilverschools.org. You can also re-listen to our podcast by visiting point-road-elementary.podbean.com.
Make sure to look for our next episode, which will be posted on Class Dojo or other social media sites.
Thanks for listening.